Beat breakfast. Wake up to delicious coffee from McDonald's. Daily from 7 a.m.
So, I heard your insurance has gone up this year.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Talk at beat102103.com is the email address. It's from a girl. It says, "Hi Beat Breakfast. I've an issue I'd like you to discuss. I've been seeing a guy for a couple of months. It's all very casual.
Okay.
He's a decent guy, bit of crack, but he is prone to a few tall tales and a bit of exaggeration.
Oh dear.
I work in a busy office and there's always lots going on in terms of extracurricular stuff. There's a lot of work sporty stuff, and we had a tennis tournament that everyone in my office was taking part in. We were invited to bring along partners to play, and I said it to him, even though we're not seeing each other that long. And he said he'd love to play, that he used to play a lot in school and he was really good at it. Mm-hmm. Told me he won a couple of tournaments. And I was delighted, as our work sports outings tend to be quite competitive.
Okay.
So we headed along on Saturday and we had to play against my supervisor and her husband in our match. It was very clear from the start that my fella wasn't Rafael Nadal.
Oh.
He was a complete embarrassment. He didn't know any of the rules. He couldn't hit a ball over the net. That's if he hit it at all. After about 10 minutes, he was so out of breath that someone had to go get him water.
What?
I could see my colleagues falling around the place laughing at him.
No way.
Now, I was fuming with him and I said it to him afterwards. He said he had never picked up a racket in his life before,
what?
But he was just trying to show interest in the things I liked. And that's why I'm torn. He was kind of trying to do a nice thing, but at the same time, he told me lies and humiliated me in front of all of my colleagues. I've been the butt of jokes in work all week over this. Stop laughing, Trish.
Oh no.
Does he deserve the heave-ho? Discuss.
Ah, look.
Rafael Nadal.
Oh gosh. Why would you lie when it's going to be obvious?
I know. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If it was a lie that she'd never
find
out.
Maybe he just thought
it
was easy to play. He's watched a lot of Wimbledon or something.
I've watched Wimbledon. Yeah, of course I can play.
I'm like that. I watched I was watching the hurdlers in the athletics, like Thomas Barr, and like I'd like to have a go at that. I could do that.
No, but you see, your hopes of thinking you can do it is different than saying to someone, "I am brilliant at it."
I got one tournament. He said he won tournament.
Oh no! Look. I think the fact that he was trying to impress her, that's definitely something. That has to melt your heart in some way.
Possibly the worst way he could have tried to impress her, but yeah, I get what you're saying. He
probably never thought that it would ever come back to him, though. He thought it was going to be...
She's playing her supervisor in work.
He said he'd play tennis. How did he not think it would come back to him?
I'm trying to save this guy because I do think at the end of the day it was a lovely thing. I don't think he meant any harm by it. He didn't know you were going to be teased and he probably didn't know he was going to be first on that court to show his skills. I think he likes you a lot. You'll have to have a talk with him though and kind of just say, look, you can't be lying about simple things. I like you now. If you lie anymore, it's probably going to turn me off of you. So can we go forward being honest
with
each other?
If everyone was looking at you and laughing and work all this week, Trish, there's your one who brought your man. He was panned out. We had to go get him water after 5 minutes on the court. Vinny, what do you think?
It would be very reactionary of me and it would sound very over the top for me to sit here on the radio of a Thursday morning and say dump the guy because he can't play tennis. But I wouldn't rule it out.
What?
That he can't play tennis. It's the fact that he lied to her and humiliated her.
He's a bit of an idiot for lying to you like that. He's a bit of an idiot. He must have known what was going to happen here. What others tell? Has he told you anything else that you're worried about now?
In the first line, he's prone to a few tall tales and a bit of exaggeration.
Ah, look.
Some people are
that. I'm sure we've had a dilemma for people down the pub and they're making a show of their new boyfriend or girlfriend because they're lying. And I would say the same thing. I'd say,
I think
get ready to start phasing this fella.
I think that those people who tell tall tales are great to have in your company in the pub. They're not necessarily great to be attached to you, you know, that kind of way when you're cringing a little bit when the stories they're telling. Okay, look, it's a simple question. There's two sides to this. On the one hand, he was kind of trying to do something nice because he wanted to show interest in what she liked doing. On the other side, he did lie to her and he humiliated her.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
Does he deserve to be dumped? And have you ever told a tale that came back to bite you in the backside? 085 102 9103. Your thoughts, please. B102 103. It's 8:38. Looking for your quick thoughts on the dilemma this morning. Does he deserve to be dumped? 085 102 9103. Reaction next.
Beat breakfast. Get your taste buds moving with McDonald's sausage and egg McMuffins. Daily from 7 a.m. The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
I'm kind of surprised that it's really, really split this morning on the dilemma, isn't it? There's people on both sides. Let me read some of the comments to start with. Sarah was onto us on WhatsApp. Ah, God bless him. Sounds like he was just trying to see if his tennis game landed her approval and if they made a good set on the court.
Oh, I see
what you
that.
Did there, Sarah. I see what you did. Maybe she should be pleased he's trying to impress her and she should persevere to see if they're the perfect match.
Ah, Sarah.
If not, I'm sure she will find love elsewhere.
Hey.
Sarah, you're on the ball this morning. Another one here from Sharon. Guys, this guy clearly has a want in him. One thing trying to impress someone, but that was an outright lie. God knows what else he had lied about or where it would lead to. Speaking from experience, you learn to disregard everything they tell you as it's probably made up. Definitely phase him out. Don't spend your life wondering if what he's saying is true or not.
Oh, come on. But haven't we all told little white lies? Like, I've raved about my cooking skills and y'all know I don't have any. Like, I'm a great cook,
yeah.
I could totally be bad in the kitchen.
Not at all. Yeah, I think embellishing certain things in the early stages of a relationship. But there's a difference between embellishing and lying.
An
I think.
Outright lying.
You know,
yeah.
I think that's probably the difficulty. If he'd said, look, I'll play with you, but I wouldn't be the best.
Yeah.
He probably would have got away with it, you know?
Even if he said, I was good in my day, you know?
I think that's what he claimed. He won tournaments, but she said he didn't know any of the rules or anything. In response to the dilemma, tell the girl to get over it. If her biggest worry is getting teased in work for a week about a fellow who can't play tennis, she's doing well. Someone will come out of the bathroom with toilet paper stuck on their foot and be the new butt of jokes.
True.
He could be the one. And another one here, Emma Dungarvan, he needs to go. If it's so easy for him to lie about those small silly things, you're just going to torture yourself having to question everything he says. It's not going to end good. Get out while you can. You can't trust the liar, right? Let's go to the phones. Hi, Nicole, how are you?
Hiya, how are you?
Good. What do you make of this dilemma this morning?
Well, I think, like, fair play to him. Like, I know he told a few white lies,
yeah.
But in fairness, he humiliated himself far,
he did.
Far
he did.
To try and impress her. So
and
there's
nothing as romantic as humiliating yourself for the one you love.
Exactly. So I think give them a chance. And in years to come, if they're still together, it's definitely something to look back on and laugh about.
Okay. So maybe give them a little slap on the wrist, a little warning from humiliating you, but at the same time appreciate this guy really went all out to to impress
you. Exactly. Like, you know, not many men would actually put themselves forward and do something like that for a woman. Mm. So I think that says a lot about him.
Mm.
And also her colleagues, I just brush them off and laugh with them.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind so much.
Looking to be forgotten in a couple of days. Yeah. It's just a workplace thing for a day or two, you know?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well
it.
Said, Nicole. Thanks for chatting to us. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Morning, Emma. How's the form?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Now, you'll be listening to The Dilemma. What are your thoughts?
I have. I used to work with a girl who was on placement and she was a constant liar. She lied about everything.
Really?
Her breakfast, her lunch, anything. She was just constant lying. And we signed up to do the mini marathon and we were training, me and my friend were training really hard to try and get this, you know, 10K under an hour. And she was like, oh, I don't need to train. I used to run and I can run it in under 40 minutes. My auntie had a hip replacement and she can run it in 50 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, you're amazing, you know?
Wow, Sonia
Sullivan. Yeah, the times get printed, you know, everyone knows.
Yeah.
And so it was really, this was last year, so it was really, really hot and humid. And I think I just ran it just, like, I think it was 2 minutes over the air.
Okay.
My friend ran it, I think, 10 minutes over the air. And couldn't see her anywhere. Waited for a while. And the time got printed. She was 2 hours and 10 minutes.
2 hours and 10 minutes.
For the 10K.
Yeah, for 10K. I think she said she hurt her leg and had to walk.
Oh,
walk.
Right. Okay, yeah.
That was a lie on top.
It was another,
another
one.
On top of a lie. So you're saying these kind of lies just keep going and keep going and keep going.
They keep going. They spiral out of control. And I always think if you can lie about something so small, like, what else are you capable of? I mean, you can lie about huge things. If you think it's okay to tell one white lie, I mean, where does it stop? Like.
So dump him.
I'd say warn him, and then if it happens again, then dump him.
Okay, well said, Emma. Thanks a million. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. You too. Bye. Beat Breakfast.
Your music now. Hey, good morning to you. It's Beat Breakfast. Niall, Vinny and Trish. Hope you're in good form. It's Thursday show just after 9 a.m. Last comment on the dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Sinead was on. She says, lads, we all told little lies when we first met our boyfriends. I told mine I was a nurse and I was really working as a pot washer.
That's a massive lie.
How did you tell somebody you were a nurse when you weren't?
But yeah, we all do it.
Do you?
Just a little bit. Not massive things. Again, with the cooking.
So what lies have you told on a first date?
I've said I can cook before. Yeah, I'm like, now not so much anymore. But I remember going, cook you a nice meal now.
Yeah, I look after you.
I know for
I'm good housewife material.
Yeah, that's it. Domestic goddess me. Not a hope. Beat Breakfast. Wake up to delicious
coffee from McDonald's. Daily from 7 a.m. So, I heard your insurance has gone up this year.